Thank you very much, Silk. I also like to take this opportunity to thank WIPO for organizing this forum. For me, it is addressing most of the problems that we are encountering in our little office. The Ghana Copyright Office is a small office. We have a staff of just about 30 offices. My presentation will be a brief overview of the public registration and deposit system in Ghana. Public registration and the legal deposit system dates back to 1961, when the Book and Newspaper Act was passed. At present, the public registration and legal deposit system is governed by three main legislations. They are the Book and Newspaper Registration Act, the Public Records and Archives Administration Act, and the Copyright Act of 2005. These legislations contain specific provisions for public registration and legal deposits. The Book and Newspaper Registration Act provides for the registration of all books published in Ghana. Under Section 1 of the Act, it is mandatory for a printer of a book to register and deposit with specified institutions, i.e. the Ghana Library Board, the Registrar General's Department, the three traditional universities, and other institutions within 1 month after the day on which a book is taken out of the press. The deposit must be accompanied by a memorandum containing particulars such as the title of the book, the name of the author, translator, editor, and the copyright proprietor. Currently, it is the George Padmore Library on African Affairs, which acts as the national agency for the registration of published books. The published books, when submitted to the library and duly registered, become part of the Ghana National Bibliography. This registration and deposit system, which pertains to works of private individuals and entities, is generally complied with when I checked with the George Padmore Library. The Public Records and Archives Act, as the name connotes, provides for the administration of public records. Section 20 of the Act gives the Director of Public Records and Archives Department the power to acquire a book or a private recording which is of permanent value for preservation in the National Archives. Section 20, subsection 2, further gives the Director of PRAD the power to establish a registry for private records in the Republic. The Public Records and Administration, Public Records and Archives Department has a registry for private records, but very few registrations have been made. And these registrations are mostly from corporate entities. This may be due to the fact that people may not be aware of such a facility. The Copyright Registry is, as the name connotes, is located in the Copyright Office, which is my office. Section 39 of the Ghana Copyright Act 2005 provides for a voluntary registration system in the Copyright Office. The purposes of the registration are to maintain a record of works, to publicize the rights of owners, and to give evidence of ownership and authentication of intellectual property. Registration of copyright, I must say, has become very popular in Ghana. The Copyright Registry registers both copyright protected works and related rights. The office has, since 1998, registered over 12,000 works and receives an average of 8 applications daily in its Accra office. We also take deposits. Every application is to be accompanied by 2 deposits of the work. And looking at the theme for this program, vis-a-vis what is happening in our office, I can say that the storage and preservation of the deposits are gradually becoming a major challenge for our office. Our registration system until August 2011 was manual. Files were stored in paper format. The registration system has now been automated with the assistance of WIPO, and the office is in the process of creating an electronic database for registered works. The electronic database, when completed, will facilitate searches and enable the office to provide the public with adequate and accurate information on registered works. So this is the picture of what pertains in my country. In conclusion, I would say that the benefits of the copyright registration system are enormous and cannot be overemphasized. These benefits, however, cannot be fully realized where national registries lack adequate infrastructure. It is gratifying that the World Intellectual Property Organization is undertaking projects and programs in that direction to provide technical support for member states. I thank you very much. That's the end of my presentation.